The story, Miss Lupino. Tell me a story.
With pleasure, Frank. This is the story of a woman.
A woman in love?
No.
A woman in trouble?
No.
A wicked woman?
No, this is the story of Lucy Martin. A frightened woman.
We present Miss Ida Lupino, starring in Tell Me a Story, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse. This is the place for your first commercial. But for the purpose of this presentation, we are taking a moment to tell you a few pertinent facts about this show. That is, Miss Lupino is. Miss Lupino?
Thank you, Frank. The idea behind this program is simple and dramatically forceful. To begin with, we tell a story. The best story we can find. The best story Carlton Morse is able to obtain from magazines, novels, pictures, any place, and turn into good radio. That's the basic idea. Carlton Morse and I are bringing to radio the very best complete story we can devise each week. But there's more to it. As you remember in the introduction, we specifically stated it will be a story about a woman. This week, it's a frightened woman. Next week, it may be about a wicked woman. And the next, a loving woman. And the next... But why go on? There are as many stories about women as there are human emotions.
May I ask a question?
Of course, Frank.
You say there will always be stories about women. Do you mean they are to have a special appeal for women?
Oh, no, no, not at all. These are stories about women for everyone. Some filled with strength and action, some full of beauty and gentleness. Some enmeshed in mystery and desperation. Story appeal, atmosphere, and human emotions. And through them all will shine the story of a woman.
Thank you, Miss Lupino. And now, will you listen to our first story, The Pond? If each of us knew the place where he'd finally meet his death, he'd avoid that spot assiduously. Take the case of Lucy Martin. One day, shortly after the snow-crusted month of January had set in, she opened the front door of her small, isolated suburban house. That's how it began. Lucy opened the front door and came face to face with destiny? No, with Mrs. Farrell's small, black-eyed daughter, Ruth.
Oh, you going out in all this snow, Mrs. Martin?
Hello, Ruth. Where's your mother? She's supposed to be here this morning to clean house.
Yes, and that's why I came over. Mama's got a backache again. Are you going for a walk?
Yes, it's beautiful out in spite of the snow.
I'd like to come, too, if you don't care.
No, come along. I thought I'd walk around the pond.
You want to see what I've got in my pocket?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Look, a dead rat.
Ruth.
He was frozen when I found him, but he's kind of thawing out now.
Ruth, throw it away. You'll catch something dreadful.
No, I won't.
Ruth, throw it away.
Okay. But I'll come back and get it.
Now wash your hands off in the snow. How could you do such a ghastly thing?
Because I like dead things, that's why.
Don't be so morbid. Come along.
Dead things are my friends.
Ruth, dead things are dead, and there's no friendship in dead things.
But they're so helpless. They just lay there.
Every time you start talking like that, the day loses all its brightness. Now stop it.
You'll be dead someday.
Ruth, do you hear me? Stop talking like that.
Sure.
See anything wrong with it. It's very morbid. Now, look at the pond. Isn't it lovely glittering in the sun?
The ice is starting to melt.
Mm-hmm. It's the first time I've been over here on the back side of the pond since the snow came.
Well, look in the willows beside the pond. There's a bird's nest.
Yes, last year's.
Could we go look in it?
Of course, if it'll interest you.
Yes. There might be a dead bird in it. I'll go look.
We should make that our sentiment for January.
No, there's no dead bird in it. Not even any eggs that didn't hatch.
No, well, I didn't expect that they...
Hmm? What did you say? Mrs. Martin, is something the matter?
It's queer. Queer.
Mrs. Martin, what are you looking at?
What? Oh, did you say something, Ruth?
You look so funny.
Funny?
Yes. Like you were seeing something out there in the pond.
Let's get away from here.
Is something the matter?
I don't know. Did you notice anything about the pond, Ruth?
I didn't see anything.
Strange, it reminds me of something. Something I can't remember. Something I don't want to think about.
You mean like graveyards?
Ruth, go home. Go home and don't come back here again.
Hello. Is there a lady named Lucy here?
Jack. Oh, Jack, you're home.
Well, listen to the lady. She sounds like she was glad to see her husband.
Oh, I am. Darling. Darling, the most awful thing happened to me this afternoon.
Well, hey, haven't you even got time for a kiss?
Please, darling, listen to me. There's something about the pond down there.
Something about it?
Yes, I walked around it. Up on the backside, there's a bed of willows. Well, suddenly I came to a spot where I could look through the willows onto the pond. And it was... well, it was familiar.
Well, why not? We've only been living beside that pond since last May.
Yes, but I've never seen it from the backside when there was snow on the ground. When there was melting ice on the water.
Hey, now, what is all this?
I'm telling you, darling.
You haven't said one sensible thing up to now.
But that spot in the pond was exactly as I've seen it before. And yet I've never seen it. He'd been cold to the bone. Suddenly I had a terrible gripping pain across my chest so that I could hardly breathe. Jack, that pond's got something to do with me.
Honey, maybe it was a mistake to buy this place clear out here away from people. After all, you're a city girl.
But I love it.
You're not lonesome?
Oh, no, darling. I had that little Ruth Farrow with me when it happened.
You're not sick.
I never had a sick day in my life.
Stick out your tongue. Pink and sweet. Now say, ah.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Now wring out the crying towel and fold up the weeping wall and give your husband the coming home kiss he so richly deserves.
Oh, please, let's have a breathing space.
Breathe through your pores. When a man's been away from a girl all day, likes his kisses ardent.
It's wonderful what you can do to my ego.
You feel better now?
Yes, I really do. That strange feeling is almost gone.
You probably saw a winter scene very similar in some motion picture.
I suppose so. Oh, darling, you look tired and I didn't even notice.
Yeah, kinda.
Poor dear. Dinner and then bed for you.
Well, I don't have to go to bed right after dinner, do I?
Well, you know about early to bed and early to rise.
You mean about making men dull, husband?
You're going to bed early if I have to go to bed, too. The dead are so helpless. So helpless. The water is so cold. Friday the 3rd. So helpless. The water is so cold and the ice is forming over me. So helpless. So helpless. Friday the 3rd. Friday the 3rd. Friday the 3rd.
Wake up. Lucy, do you hear me?
Oh, Jack. Jack, come over here. Hang on to me. Hang on to me, darling.
Lie down. You're as cold as ice.
Why shouldn't I be? I was out there in the pond under the ice.
Hey.
Warm me. Warm me, darling. Hold me close.
You must have had a whale of a nightmare.
I did. Jack. Jack, now I know where I saw the pond before.
The pond?
I told you it was familiar. I dreamed about it again. That's where I saw it before, in a dream.
Well, dreams never hurt anyone yet.
But I was in the pond. I was floating on the surface, and my hair was all spread out on the water. And a thin film of ice had formed
over
me.
Hey, now, Lucy.
I was dead.
Well, you're not dead. You're safe and warm and snug right here in my arms.
That's the second time I've dreamed it.
When was the other time?
Once, before I met you. Before I even knew there was such a place as this. Before I knew there was a pond out here in the suburbs.
Now, easy.
No wonder it looked familiar this afternoon. I'd seen it before. Very same spot. All it needed was me floating on the surface just under the ice.
Stop it, Lucy.
Well, how would you like to look at yourself lying dead?
You're not dead. Can't you get that through your head?
Dead things are so helpless.
What?
And I remember something else. Friday the 3rd.
What's that mean?
It was there in my dream. Friday the 3rd. Over and over. Friday the 3rd.
Lucy.
Friday the 3rd.
Lucy, do you hear me?
Friday the 3rd.
Lucy.
Yes, I hear you.
I've got some sleeping tablets on the bedside table.
I don't want to sleep. Jack, I don't want to sleep. I'll dream again.
Nevertheless, swallow these.
But Jack,
swallow them. Yeah, that's better. Now lie down and relax. Tomorrow morning, it'll just be a bad dream.
It is just a bad dream, isn't it?
That's all. How could it be anything else?
And there probably isn't any such date on the calendar as Friday the 3rd, is there?
Well, supposing there was, so what?
But that's the day I'm supposed to be floating under the ice. Dead.
Oh, you don't believe that.
Jack, turn on the light.
What for?
Look at the calendar. It's right there on the bedside table.
Well, why would I want to look at the calendar?
Because it's all during the year. Friday doesn't fall on the 3rd. And I couldn't possibly be dead on Friday the 3rd, could I?
Oh, some people's wives. Light on, and with calendar held and sleep benumbed fingers, we look for a Friday that falls on the 3rd. January's almost gone, so it couldn't...
Jack? Jack, what is it?
Nothing.
Jack, let me see the calendar.
Oh, it's nothing.
Give me the calendar. I've got a right to. Oh, Jack.
Why, it's crazy. It hasn't got any meaning.
Maybe not. The 3rd of February falls on Friday.
Your middle commercial will come here. At the moment, however, we are using this time to tell you something about Miss Ida Lupino, whose outstanding personality, both in pictures and radio, promised to make this a great show. Currently, Miss Lupino's dramatic picture, Devotion, is adding to her laurels throughout the country. And already completed and ready for release following close after Devotion will come The Man I Love and Escape Me Never, in which she shares starring honors with Errol Flynn. Miss Lupino will be long remembered for her work in Ladies in Retirement, for which she received the Picture Critics Award, and for The Hard Way, for which she won the New York Critics Award. But if she has been outstanding in motion pictures, she's won equal honors in radio. Her microphone work in Wuthering Heights got her the Radio Critics Award, and her frequent appearance on the air over a period of 13 years in such outstanding performances as A Woman's Face, Rebecca, Now Voyager, and Wrong Number have made her one of the favorite guest stars of Hollywood today. With this brief resume of some of Miss Lupino's more notable claims to fame, may we now present the second act of The Pond.
But darling, I can't be sick now. It's just 4 more days until Friday the 3rd.
Look, Lucy, Doc James says you've got intestinal flu.
But I mustn't be sick.
But you are sick. You're flat on your back.
For how long?
Well, until you're well again.
And you promise to take me to the city with you next Friday?
Sure, sure. If you hurry up and get well.
Because I mustn't stay here. Pond right out there waiting for me on Friday the 3rd.
Hey, now, don't get your fever going up again.
Oh, Jack. Jack, you're not going to desert me, are you? You promised to take me to town with you on Friday.
Of course I did.
And we can stay at the hotel all night.
Oh, Mrs. Martin, what an idea.
I'm not fooling, Jack. We'll stay away until the 3rd is over.
Well, it all depends on you. Get well and it's a deal.
Oh, why should I be sick just now? It's almost as if fate were trying to keep me here.
Look, darling, I missed the whole morning at the office now, getting the doctor and arranging for Mrs. Farrow to stay with you. I just got to catch the 11:15 into town.
Well, I won't stay here on Friday.
Of course not. Now, look, Mrs. Farrow's downstairs and she's going to stay with you during the day while I go into town.
Oh, no. You've got to run, darling. I'll be all right.
Would you like to have Bonzo the Persian Muff up here with you?
No, I don't think so. He's a nice cat, but always wants to sleep on my face when I'm lying down.
Now, I put the little silver dinner bell on the bed table. You just ring it if you want anything.
Thanks, darling. You're awfully sweet.
Now, I got exactly 5 minutes to make the station. I want to see that fever broken when I come home tonight.
I'll work on it. Kiss me on the top of the head.
Hey, what's the idea?
I've got flu, remember?
Okay. Kiss on the top of the head. I'll be home early. And here I go.
Bye.
Goodbye, darling. You ring Mrs. Farrow if you want anything.
I won't be sick on Friday. I won't. Every day I'm going to get better and better. Who's that? That you, Mrs. Farrow? Jack, is that you?
No, it's me.
Oh, Ruth. What are you doing up here?
My mother's downstairs. Jack fixed a tour to stay with you.
Yes, I know that. I'm talking about you.
Well, she couldn't leave me home alone.
I see. Don't you know it's not polite for little girls to wander through other people's houses? Just walk into bedrooms uninvited?
I came up to sit with you.
Well, it's very nice of you, but I have the flu. You might get it if you stay here.
I don't care.
Well, your mother might.
No, she won't. She's thinking about her backache. Did you know once that I had an earache for 1 whole week and she didn't care?
Oh, Ruth, that isn't true.
Yes, sir. That's why I'm kind of deaf in one ear.
What are you looking at out of the window?
The pond.
What about the pond?
I was wondering how it would feel to drown.
Ruth.
Hmm?
Ruth, what made you say that?
Well, doesn't water make you think of drowning?
Oh, for goodness sake, it's used for other things.
What?
Well, you're supposed to drink it and bathe in it.
But a lot of things get drowned in water, too. What are you ringing that for?
I want your mother to come and get you.
But I'm supposed to keep you company.
That's not necessary.
She won't be up for quite a while. She says climbing stairs kills her back. Did Jack catch the 11:15?
Yes, he caught the 11:15. If I weren't so sick, I'd catch it, too.
Dr. Roper, I know this is taking unfair advantage of you, but being a fellow commuter and a psychiatrist, I thought...
Go ahead, Jack. What's troubling you?
Well, my wife has a dream. She sees herself lying drowned just under the surface of the ice on our pond. That and the date, Friday the 3rd.
Friday the... Why, next Friday falls on the 3rd.
Yeah.
And it had to be this particular pond?
Yes. She even knows the exact spot where it happened.
And what you want to know is, are dreams prophetic?
Yes.
No, dreams are not prophetic. Unless they're built up in the dreamer's mind until she feels impelled to act out the dream story to its finish.
But that would be suicide.
Yes, and that implies an unsound mind.
But Lucy... Lucy has one of the healthiest, happiest minds I ever knew.
I know. But see that someone stays with her every minute on Friday, February 3rd.
This is J. Ogden Barkley bringing you your daily 1 o'clock weather forecast for Friday, February the 3rd. The fine weather will hold with continued ground fogs night and morning. And now for your favorite luncheon concert.
You don't want to hear the noon concert, Miss Martin?
Mrs. Farrell, just what did Mr. Martin say to you when he left for the city this morning?
Well, he said you'd been awake in the middle of the night, and he'd given you an extra sleeping capsule, so you'd probably sleep until almost noon. I don't take the sleeping pills myself.
Is that all he said?
He said this was Friday the 3rd, and he was supposed to take you into the city with him.
Then he didn't forget.
He didn't forget nothing.
Oh. Why are you sitting up here in the bedroom?
On account Mr. Martin said I was to do it. I was to sit right up here in this bedroom until he come home.
What time did Mr. Martin say he'd be home?
5:15. Anyway, he was going to try to make the 5:15. Can you see out the window?
No. Not very well. What is it?
The pond.
The pond?
Yeah. The ground fog's rising off it like it was smoking. Looks more like a great cauldron of boiling water instead of a pond with ice on it.
Mrs. Farrow, I took another sleeping capsule just a little while ago. If you'll just sit quietly, I think I can go back to sleep.
Sure. I'll just sit here and ease my back.
If you'll sit quietly, I'll go to sleep.
Sit here and ease my back.
If you'll sit quietly.
Ease my back.
Sit quietly.
More like a boiling cauldron than a pond. Boiling cauldron than a pond. Boiling cauldron.
Friday the 3rd. If you'll sit quietly. Friday the 3rd.
Boiling cauldron.
Friday the 3rd.
Boiling cauldron.
Friday the 3rd.
Boiling cauldron. The pond. The pond. The pond.
Mrs. Farrow, don't yell so loud. Don't. Oh, I must have been asleep. I dreamed you and I were trying to out-yell each other. Mrs. Farrow, are you there? Mrs. Farrow, where are you? Four o'clock. Must have slept 3 hours. Gotta get out of bed. Mrs. Farrow must be starting dinner. She wouldn't go away and leave me on Friday the 3rd. Friday the 3rd? She must be downstairs. She must. She must. Mrs. Farrow! Mrs. Farrow! She wouldn't go off and leave me. Mrs. Farrow, are you out in the kitchen? Are you out here? She's not here. Well, they couldn't go and leave me all alone. They couldn't. Here, Kitty. Kitty. Here, Kitty. Bonzo, where are you? Bonzo. Here, Kitty. 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 Oh,
Somebody must have let her out in the snow. What's this? Note from Mrs. Farrow. She must be... Ruthie just came to tell me. Father had a bad fall outside the barn. He can't get up. He can't get up. He can't get up and I'm all alone. He can't get up and I'm all alone. Bonzo! Bonzo, Kitty! Where are you? Kitty, Kitty! Somebody's here. Somebody's here. I'm coming, yes, I'm coming. Ruth. Ruth, what are you doing here?
My mother sent me over to stay with you. My father broke his leg.
Yes, I know. Well, come in.
Hadn't you ought to have something on besides slippers and pajamas if you're sick?
Yes, I was upset.
When will Mr. Martin be home?
Won't be home for 2 hours or more. Thank you for coming over.
Oh, that's okay. I like to come over here. I like to watch you.
Watch me?
Would you mind being dead?
Ruth, I won't have you talking this way.
You look beautiful with your hair all spread out, floating in the pond.
Oh, you terrible child. You horrible, horrible little creature.
What people say can't hurt you. Can a woman tell when her husband's tired of her?
Can she? What makes you say that?
My mother says the wife is always the last one to know, poor thing.
What are you talking about?
She says most wives would be glad to drown themselves rather than ever find out what their husbands were doing. Would they?
Get out of this house!
Giving wives sleeping pills.
What?
Talking to her about the pond when she was asleep so she has nightmares.
No. No, it's not true. It's not true.
Maybe you don't want me to stay with you after all.
No, get out of this house.
Sure. My mother says a lot of things. Especially when her backache is hurting her.
Jack? Jack, you couldn't. It's not true. No one wants to destroy his love. That's all two people have. Their love, their trust. Who'd want to kill his love? Who'd want to do a murderous thing like that? Who is it? Who's out there?
Jack, Lucy, I forgot my key.
Lucy!
Jack!
Hey,
oh, Jack.
Keep this door closed. You haven't got enough on to flag a hand car. Where's Mrs. Farrell?
I woke up and she was gone. Her husband's hurt.
He left you alone?
No, Ruth was here.
Oh, she's a great help. Where is she?
She just left. I sent her home.
Deliberately leave yourself alone? Why would you do that?
I couldn't stand having her here.
Was it that you wanted to be alone? Wanted to be left by yourself?
Just what are you implying?
This phobia about the pond. Did you have the impulse to get away from people so you could go there?
And it's true.
Lucy, stop trembling like that. Then what's true?
So that's what's been going on. And all the time...
I'm going to carry you up. Throw
no.
Back in bed.
No. No, put me down.
Lucy, stop struggling. You're a sick girl.
Put me down. Put me down. There.
Lucy.
I can take care of myself. I can do it myself.
I better have some help with this. I better have some help in a hurry. Hello. Is this... This is Jack Martin. Things are happening just as you promised, only faster. I think you better come over right away. I don't think I can handle it. Please hurry. Yeah. I'd better stay with her. Lucy? Lucy, may I come in? Lucy, are you all right? I'm coming in. Lucy, you're supposed to be... Huh? Note? What's this? Jack, darling... If you wanted me out of the way, why didn't you say so? You don't have to drive me to the pond. I'll go all by myself. I love you, Lucy. I love you, Lucy. Lucy! 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 Lucy, wait! Wait, don't do it!
Electric blankets and hot water bottles will take the chill out of her in no time.
I got her out as soon as I could. I was right behind her.
Why did you, darling? Didn't you want me out of the way?
Oh, look. Why do you think I came home early? Why do you think I was constantly consulting Dr. Roper here?
Oh, I should have known better.
It was all part of the dream pattern. Your subconscious wasn't satisfied until you'd completed the story. It seized on the words of that foolish child, Ruth, to justify the act. You've been in the pond on Friday the 3rd now, so there's nothing more to worry about.
It's all over.
Yeah, it's all over, darling. Now, go to sleep and try to forget it.
Yes, I'll go to sleep. Jack, hang on to my hand. Hang on to my hand.
This is the spot for your closing commercial. Tell Me a Story, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, stars Ida Lupino.
And this is my opportunity to tell you that next week we are going to bring you The Dark Wood, the story of a spiteful woman. Good night.
We have presented radio's newest program, Tell Me a Story. Music was directed by Opie Cates. This is Frank Martin speaking.